One of the biggest things in outreach is engagement, right? It takes time to develop trust with people who have been homeless for a significant amount of time. They've lost faith in the systems that have been there already that are supposed to be helping them. So even when I first started going out there, you have people that refuse to open the tents. And then eventually, the more you show up and they say, oh yeah, that person's pretty cool, or they notice that you helped one person, the word kind of spreads around, and then people start engaging more. And I was able to utilize the support of Anchor Recovery to come out and take people for substance abuse treatment, as well as work on basic things such as documentation, helping people with, I remember one guy, I helped him get his ID and all his other documents, and he left. Like, once he had his ID and his social security card and stuff, he disappeared.
That's all he needed.
And yeah, like, he was stuck out there. He's like, oh, like, I can try to go get a job now. You cry every day. So part of the passion that comes from what I do is that I know that these systems are failing people, that it takes way too long for someone to get the help that they need. And people have approached places to get help, and there's not enough of it. I didn't realize that there was so many people who had lost faith that anybody could help them. The resistance was real. What I got to learn is that everyone has a story, and they're all different stories, but it kind of builds as to what was that moment that let a person down in life that made them give up and say, hey, there's no hope for me now. These people aren't going to keep appointments. Most of them don't have a phone. A lot of people do not wake up, or do wake up and do not know what their day is going to look like. Pair that along with some mental illness and substance use disorders, you're not going to get people to walk into an office and keep an appointment.